Hi, my name's Mitch Coles. I'm doing the domestic electrical installers course and I'm on week three of my practical.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi, Tom.
So, Mitch, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before training for trade skills?
I'm actually a teacher, Tom.
So, you're currently doing that at the moment then?
I do, yes. I'm a full-time teacher.
You're training as an electrician then? Have you always had an interest in electrics?
I have. Years ago, I used to be a car mechanic as well, and I used to do car electrics. And then I've done some house renovation work as well, and enjoyed doing some electric work on that as well.
So you mentioned you're doing a bit of renovation work. What sort of jobs have you been doing then?
I've done a couple of large house extensions and a complete rebuild on a bungalow into a chalet bungalow.
So you mentioned earlier that you're a teacher. How are you finding sort of balancing the course around your job as a teacher then?
It's difficult. It is difficult. It's hard. You need good family support to keep you motivated and just to keep yourself going, really, and just to fit it in around everything else.
So you're on your practical train at the moment. How are you finding it?
It's really good fun. It just reinforces everything that you've been studying over the last sort of like 6 to 8 months or however long it's taken you to do it. The practical just brings everything together for you. It's great.
You're on your third week of practical training. What sort of stuff are you doing this week then?
We're doing PAT training course this week and we're looking at the 17th regulations book next week.
You're a teacher and obviously you're used to theory and a lot of marking and stuff. How have you found the theory part of the course?
Very good. It's very intense. Hard work. The assignments are marked and given back to you very, very quickly. So there's no waiting around. There's been no waiting around on my course at all. And the marking that you get back is very formative. They really tell you where you've done really well and where you've got to do some extra work.
Have you got any sort of studying tips or anything that helps you in the way you study?
Some people work really well by sitting down every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning and working till 10 or however long they're going to do it for. I find I study better when I fit it into what I'm doing. It works. The study fits in around my everyday life. So I might do half an hour in the morning. I might do an hour in the evening. I might do 10 minutes at lunchtime.
What are your plans then? When you finish your course and you've got your qualification and you're finished, what are your plans?
My plans are to go self-employed.
So
So I
are you
want to.
going to go part-time teaching or get rid of that completely or?
Yeah, there will be a crossover period between the two jobs. So teaching does have that flexibility where I can go part-time and do supply work and that sort of thing as I'm building up my own business.
So Mitch, you're someone that's decided to retrain alongside your current job. For anyone that's listening to this and wants to train as an electrician or is thinking of retraining as an electrician, have you got any advice or tips for them?
It's easier than you think. You can fit it in around everything else that you do. I've got four children as well, so I do have a very busy home life, and I still manage to do between probably 6 and 8 hours of study a week. As long as you've got the support and the time to do it, you'll do it. Yeah, it's good.
That's great, Mitch. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.